Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is for the 27th of February of the year 2020, and we're bringing you the news on the news and the newest news, locally sourced, globally relevant, and so fresh it almost hasn't happened yet. Celebrations today include Al-Rahib, which is Islamic commemoration of the conception of the Prophet Muhammad, which is a lovely premise for a celebration that we could all take on a little bit in our own lives. If I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times, life would be better if we celebrated these big events that happened before our births. Too few people know when, let alone the details of how they were conceived, and I think everyone needs to have a calendar of the big events that led directly to their existence. The first time your parents fingered each other, fireworks. The third time your parents saw each other nude, a silver fan. Flash mob conception anniversaries for in vitro fertilizations. Hanging a sheet out the window with a ranking out of 10 for the morning after so the villagers can see and rejoice. Other celebrations today include National Retro Day, which is to say today we celebrate yesterday, as well as National Polar Bear Today, soon to be National Polar Bear Remembrance Day. It's also Anosmia Awareness Day and National Toast Day, which is handy because the only thing more worrying than smelling nothing at all is smelling toast when it isn't there. Your guest today is tech billionaire and favourite of the show, Josh Gondelman. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
I haven't talked to you for a week. How's it been? How's the week been?
Oh, it's been incredible. It's just, I feel like I'm almost hitting optimization. I've never been more actualized.
What does full optimization look like? Do you just explode into a shower of light?
Yes. Well, at a single point of light, ideally. A shower of light leaves some room for refinement. It's unfocused.
Coming up today, we'll be dealing with all of the latest news in Mike Pence news, but first, some headlines. In the news today, Dow Jones futures fell last week after Apple surprised investors with a coronavirus-related downgrade to its revenue forecast, suggesting that its sales in China are suffering alongside spread of concerns about the coronavirus. Scientists are suggesting paranoia about the virus can incubate without symptoms for up to 20 days, hidden inside seemingly healthy concerns about censorship and human rights abuses by the Chinese government. They're suggesting people stay clear of social situations, including social media, and wash out their brains after reading any comments section to avoid contracting the disease. If you feel yourself becoming paranoid about the Chinese, doctors suggest quarantining yourself and making sure the symptoms aren't spreading into full-on racist sentiment. and the UK government is looking to overhaul its immigration system to take a tip from the Australians and rank immigrants on a points system. Because we all know that a statistic measured is a statistic improved, or once a metric becomes a goal, it ceases to become a metric, or someone's humanity is more than the sum of his achievements on paper, or sociopaths do quite well on tests, or whenever people think they're selecting for the right traits, they end up f***ing things up long term, or reducing humans to a selection of quantifiable measurements is a f***ing stupid idea of the worst f***ing stupid kind, because it's the kind of f***ing stupidity that makes the people doing it feel f***ing smart. Quick, let's all rush from one side of the ship to the other, following guidelines like a lemmings until our whole society overturns itself. Sorry, this is a story that is speaking to my heart a little bit strongly.
I could tell.
Well, I mean, just think about, like, this whole problem is with people is that we focus on measurable things rather than unquantifiable goods. Like, think about people focusing on penis metrics, length, girth, weight, I assume. What about those things that you can't measure that are, like, essential, like availability, enthusiasm, appropriateness of erection?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's penises have long resisted algorithmic categorization, and it's been a real problem in my industry. I've been really trying to capture penis statistics in a way that makes things easier to categorize, easier to algorize, and they just resist all kinds of penises resist mathematics is what I'm learning.
I just think if you're treating immigrants like penises in this way, you're selecting for particular traits that ignore other things that might be essential. If you could get a perfectly proportioned penis, if it gets hard in a children's playground, that is a bad quality penis.
Mm-hmm. And I think when you are treating people like penises, you are making a penis of yourself. That's, I think, really the lesson here.
The moral of the story. And that is your headlines for today. Now it's time for your ads section, because the economy relies on infinite growth and you'd better commit to it, because the alternative is full-scale revolution. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This episode of The Last Post is brought to you by the Dustbuster Desert Falcon Roomba Grit Bomber 5000. If your housekeeping needs need the highest tech cleanliness ordinance, apply for the Dustbuster Desert Falcon Grit Bomber 5000. With only slightly subnuclear boom power, we can explode all the filth in your home down to a cellular level, leaving your house sparkling clean and fully vaporized. Are you a stay-at-home father having a crisis of masculinity? Amp up your domestic core zone into a domestic war zone with the Dustbuster Desert Falcon Roomba Grit Bomber 5000 in gunmetal grey, camouflage khaki, or upgrade for the stealth cloaking technology that'll make your robot vacuum into a weapon of mass destruction. Dustbuster Desert Falcon Roomba Grit Bomber 5000. The manliest way to suck is to blow. An exclusive to Last Post listeners are 36% off if you go to the website and enter code THE at checkout. The Dustbuster Desert Falcon Roomba Grit Bomber 5000. Nobody asked for this.
Now, you know I've long been a fan and employer of military-grade cleaning technology, and I've been living in a self-described embassy in Guatemala at the foot of a volcano, yeah. And I can't really bring people in and out of my residence because I'm worried they are all agents of extradition trying to bring me back to the United States. And so I've been using military-grade cleaning technology because it's fast, it's efficient, I can use it by myself. I have kind of an unsanctioned prototype of the Grit Bomber, and I used it at my residence at the foot of the volcano, and it did trigger a volcanic eruption that destroyed a neighboring village. But again, my home has a non-extradition policy, so I think things are fine for now, and my apartment has never been cleaner.
I mean, Agents of Extradition is that new spin-off of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., right? Slightly more propagandistic and anti-immigrant.
It is. It's a very racist television show, but people can't stop watching it.
A sudden wave of self-consciousness can overwhelm the best of us mid-makeout session. If you've gone straight from dinner to a romantic moment and there's not a toothbrush, mint, or gum in sight, try vigorously rinsing out your mouth with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, it's not dental hygiene, but it's also not dental hygiene. Try it tonight. Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Dentist Association of Southeast Latvia, not intended as a replacement for quote-unquote game. Half a glass of water cannot be held liable for your romantic failure should it occur. Please consult your partner for consent. And this episode is brought to you by frogs. Surprisingly loud, unexpectedly lumpy, and rarely a prince. Frogs. Engage emotionally with one in your life today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
And that is your ad section for now. It's time for your top story. Our top story today is Mike Pence. Josh Gondelman, you are until recently a member of the United States and probably Canada Association of States. What's going on there? What's happening with Mike Pence? Tell me all the news.
Big news. Well, I'm getting it pretty slowly because the only, other than my feed to speak with you, my main information feed from the United States and Canada is Morse code. just it's what's allowed in and out of my compound. But what seems to be the case is that while Donald Trump is physically and mentally decaying at a Kentucky Derby-ish pace, Mike Pence is remarkably well-preserved. His face hasn't changed since he took office, and his opinions seem cast in amber from the 1950s. So the news with Mike Pence is stasis, an unsettling, troubling, regressive stasis. What's scarier is that you don't hear much about him or notice him most of the time, but he's always kind of a sinister presence wherever he is, even far away, much like carbon monoxide. So what I've been tinkering with at my Guatemalan embassy compound of non-extradition is a Mike Pence detector that you can place in your home or in your nation. And when Mike Pence is afoot or active, it will make a beeping sound that is very similar to the beeping sound it makes when it's out of batteries, which is a flaw, but it's a flaw in every similar device that I've ever encountered. So it seems to be a feature, not a bug, and I'm following tradition. Some things you just can't disrupt.
Isn't When Mike Pence Is Afoot a new romance novel?
It is, yes. And I'll tell you what, it is really disrupting the penis algorithms.
Thank you so much for that top story, Josh. It's now time for your letters to the editor. Dear editor, I recently started listening to your audio periodical and wondered where I might be able to source a glossary. Urban Dictionary and the OED have given me no insight into the meaning of such euphemisms as bleaching the coral down under and bending a goat. Yours, Hugh Briss. That's Hugh Briss. Thanks for this letter, Hugh Briss. No relation to the infant penis genital procedure, I hope. I'm afraid we work really hard here at The Last Post. We have to turn out an episode every day. We do not have time to compile a glossary, but of course we have a very dedicated fan base, and they are welcome to compile a sort of a wiki if they feel like it.
Absolutely, and I think if they want to just make a guess or say what they think or some kind of rumor, that is fully in the spirit of a wiki, and I don't think it's a problem.
Figure it out from context, I reckon. That's a good thing to do.
Yeah. Feel your way through it. That's the first chapter of Mike Pence Is Afoot.
It's also the first chapter of the Penis Metrics Glossary.
Mother!
Oh, no. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year. We'll be back again tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. That joke is going to get so old. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news. If you have not done so before, check them out. Your guest today was Josh Gondelman. How are you doing, Josh? Have you got anything to plug?
I'm feeling terrific. In a parallel dimension, I have a book out called Nice Try, Stories of Best Intentions and Mixed Results, and I would love for people to read it.
It's a lovely thing. I've only read bits and pieces of it that you've published in articles, and those are very well written.
Thank you, Alice.
The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner. I will talk to you again tomorrow.
My favorite thing about your joke about when to download is, because of the time difference, I actually do get tomorrow's episode today.
You wait till I start publishing it from Australia.